Glasser, Richard. Richard Glasser, born the 29th of November 1920, died the 20th of December 1997, was a Czech Jew who waited 49 years before having his alleged memories of his stay at the Treblinka camp published in a book titled Trap with a Green Fence, the German edition, Die Falle mit dem Grünen Zaun, appeared in 1992. Although the orthodox narrative claims that slave labor inmates at this camp were killed after several weeks or a few months, Glasser insists that he spent 10 months in that camp, from October 1942 until August 1943. The account of his quote-unquote memories is a hodgepodge of claims that can be found in the tales of other Treblinka survivors. One main source is The Tall Tale by Samuel Willenberg, which appeared in English 3 years before Glasser's Tall Tale. Willenberg, 1989, pages 104 and following, quote, "A slightly strange crowd spilled out, people with dark faces, curly, raven-black hair, and a foreign tongue on their lips. Every last one of them exited the cars in a state of total calm. The SS man Mitter found 3 Greeks with a command of German, and drafted them as interpreters," unquote. Glasser, 1995, pages 89, 93. Quote, "People climb calmly out of the cars. Their faces look healthy, and they have an unusual dark complexion. Black hair, all I see, black to pitch black hair. I can hear that the people are speaking a completely foreign language. 3 were chosen from this transport. They can speak a little, a very little German. Through them, the others were informed," unquote. Glasser's major blunder is his claim that his unit, a group of 25 men called the quote-unquote camouflage unit, was the only unit in the camp that was doing real work. They had to climb up trees in the surrounding woods to break off branches, carry those back to the camp, and weave the branches into the fences to hide from outsiders what was going on inside the camp. This claim has 3 insurmountable problems. 1. This feeble attempt at camouflaging what was going on in the camp would have been futile, because anyone could have climbed up a tree to look over the fence, and the huge pyre sending tall flames into the sky would have been multiple times the height of any fence. 2. The gigantic fires allegedly burning, and certainly spreading flying embers in close proximity to those fences, would have quickly dried out and set ablaze the branches, making the camouflage unit's work pointless. 3. It is claimed that some 700,000 to 900,000 corpses were cremated on huge pyres in Treblinka between April and July of 1943, some 120 days. Assuming the need of some 250 kilograms of fresh firewood to burn one corpse during open-air incinerations, this would have required at least some 175,000 metric tons of wood. That would have been about 1,000 trees per day. They all came with branches that had to be cut off, tens of thousands of branches every day. Hence, why was there a need to climb on trees and cut off additional branches? And if Glasser's tree climbing gang was the only unit doing real work around the camp, then who felled, debranched, cut up, and transported the 1,000 trees needed every day? And this is not to mention that freshly cut trees make very poor firewood. This all shows that Glasser was telling outrageous lies. If we follow him, however, all that was required to burn up to 1 million corpses within 4 months was to put, quote, "a lot of kindling in among the corpses, and then douse the whole thing in something very flammable," unquote. Once lit, the corpses apparently burned by themselves. However, self-immolating bodies simply do not exist. See Matonio Graf, pages 38-40, Q's 2009.